This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Right now, happening right now, is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. And that is what you are listening to. Try to put a stop to it. I dare you.
Started on something, there's no stopping. The problem of the slippery slope. Slippery slope is the argument that says once you get started on something, there's no stopping. Problem of the slippery slope. Slippery slope is the argument that says once you get started on something, there's no stopping. You travel down a slippery slope. So consider this example. The United States should oppose military aggression wherever it happens, no matter how minor, because letting any aggression go unpunished will just encourage even more and more horrible forms of aggression and will eventually lead to war throughout the world.
Yet our coalition is strong. Our efforts are focused and unrelenting, and no power of the enemy will stop Iraq's progress. Helping construct a stable democracy after decades of dictatorship is a massive undertaking. People are given a choice in the matter. They prefer lives of freedom to lives of fear. Our enemies in Iraq are good at filling hospitals, but they don't build any. They can incite men to murder and suicide, but they cannot inspire men to live.
This matter.
It does indeed. As I understand it, there were two contractor organizations. They supplied interrogators and linguists. And I was advised by General Smith that there were maybe a total of 40.
Now, were they in charge of the interrogations?
37.
Witnesses' voices are not being recorded. You have to speak into your microphone. Would you repeat the conversation in response to the senator's question?
Yes, sir. There were 37 interrogators that were...
I'm asking who was in charge of the interrogations.
They were not...
And hope... and add to the progress of their country. My question is, who was in charge of the interrogations? The terrorists' only influence is violence, and their only agenda is death.
Brigade commander for the military intelligence brigade.
And did he also have authority over the guards? Our agenda, in contrast, is freedom.
officer. He was. He had tactical control over the guards, so he was.
Secretary, you can't answer these questions?
I can.
I'm sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing.
Any small case of aggression will set us on the slippery slope that will lead to world war.
And also make our own country more secure. Any instability in the Middle East will also make our own country more secure. Understood by all. Our coalition has a clear goal.
I thought the purpose of the question was to try to make sure we got an accurate presentation, and we have the expert here who was in the chain of command.
I think these are fundamental questions to this issue.
Fine.
Were the instructions?
There's two sets of responsibilities, as your question suggests. One set are the people who have the responsibility for managing the detention process. They are not interrogators. The military intelligence people. General Smith has indicated were the people who were in charge of the interrogation part of the process. And the responsibility, as I have reviewed the matter, shifted over a period of time. And understood by all. To see the Iraqi people in charge of Iraq for the first time in generations. America's task in Iraq is not only to defeat an enemy, it is to give strength to a friend. A free, representative government that serves its people and fights on their behalf. And the sooner this goal is achieved, the sooner our job will be done. There are five steps in our plan to help Iraq achieve democracy and freedom. We will hand over authority to a sovereign Iraqi government. And the general is capable of telling you when that responsibility shifted.
What were the instructions to the guards?
Repeat 3 times. Flick the tongue lizard-like in and out of the mouth, keeping firm tension in the muscles right down to the tip.
What were the instructions to the guards?
Now
that responsibility shifted. Building Iraq's infrastructure, encourage more international support, and move toward a national election that will bring forward new leaders empowered by the Iraqi people. Were the instructions to the guards?
Stick out the tongue as far as possible parallel to the ground.
What the investigation that I've indicated has been undertaken,
Mr. Secretary, is determining. That's a very simple, straightforward question.
Well, as Chief of Staff of the Army can tell you, the guards are trained to guard people. They're not trained to interrogate. Their instructions are to, in the case of Iraq, adhere to the Geneva Convention.
The first of these steps will occur next month, when our coalition will transfer full sovereignty.
This may ache, but it's a nice sensation.
To a government of Iraqi citizens who will prepare the way for national elections.
The Geneva Conventions apply to all of the individuals there.
Hold out the tongue with tension and just wag the tip up and down.
Commonwealths have have to have been brought deliberately into existence with an actual revelation in order to grasp and follow the essential principles of natural law. Any basic adult rational human being can grasp natural law. It's been planted within us, it's been imprinted on our minds.
In one way or another, they apply to the prisoners of war, and they're written out, and they're instructed, and the people in the army train them to that, and the people in the central command have the responsibility of seeing that, in fact, their conduct is consistent with the Geneva Conventions.
Now, the Neo-Thomists stress the capacity of all human beings to apprehend natural law in order to reject the idea that the establishment of particular political regimes is ordained by God. In other words, what you can see hiding behind here is a Catholic attack on Protestant political politics.
To say that Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, which is created live while you're listening every Tuesday night right here from 6:30 until 7 p.m., can be listened to afterwards, recorded, no longer live, on the internet. If you listen on a webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, you can listen to all the shows. The old ones, they happened already. Going back 10 years of archives of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Tell me what you think. Call me up, 512-472-5667, or write email and send it to Ken at counterfolk.com, counterfolk, that's counterfolk, as in counterfolk.com/last ever, as in Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Made up of things. You can find out what those things are afterwards, later, on that same webpage. And if you're listening now, then soon, when KOOP Austin goes off the air in a minute, you will then be listening to KVRX on 91.7 FM. Co-op will go back on tomorrow at 9 a.m., but you may never be able to tell the difference. If you can tell me, Ken at counterfolk.com, counterfolk.com/last ever, Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
So you get nothing, you lose. Good day, sir.
June 30th, the Coalition for Visual Authority will cease to exist.
The criminals in the same detention facility are handled under a different provision of the Geneva Convention.